Act 1. The Call. Chapter 1. Monday, April 22nd, 1861. New York City. When Charlotte and Alice told their mother they were taking the omnibus down Broadway, they weren't lying. They just didn't tell her where they would be getting off. There was simply no time for an argument today. Boarding at 14th Street, the sisters paid the extra fare for their hoop skirts, as if they were separate passengers, and sat back on the long wooden bench for the ride. "This is against my better judgment, you know." Alice's voice was barely audible above the clatter of wheels and hoofbeats over the cobblestones. "Don't you mean Jacob's?" Charlotte cast a sidelong glance at her sister. Alice twirled a ringlet of her honey blonde hair round her finger, a nervous childhood habit she never outgrew, but said nothing. She didn't have to. Ever since she had married the wealthy businessman a few months ago, she had been even more pampered and sheltered than she had been growing up. Heaven help her when they reached their destination. "I'll have you home by tea time, and none the worse for wear." Charlotte's voice was softened by just a hint of guilt. "I promise." The omnibus wheels jolted over a broken cobblestone, bouncing the passengers on their benches. Releasing her grip from the edge of the bench, Alice raised an eyebrow at her sister. "Just tell me why I let you talk me into coming." Charlotte grinned. "I've got an idea." "Why do I have the feeling it isn't a good one?" Alice planted her palms on the bench beside her again, bracing herself against the jarring ride. "Whatever do you mean? Do you remember your idea to adopt that lame squirrel we found?" "I did let it go." And there were more important things on Charlotte's mind. She squinted at the front page of the New York Times held up by the man seated across from her. "Washington still isolated. New York 7th Regiment arrives in Annapolis by steam. Only after it chewed through 5 of Mother's best doilies and made a nest in the velvet armchair." Charlotte turned from reading headlines to face her sister. "I was 10. And I was 8 and still old enough to know better. There were other times, too, like when you chose that outrageous reading on the value of a woman's education to recite for a class at finishing school, completely at odds with the context of the school." Charlotte chuckled. "Exactly why it was so perfect. But today's idea is even better. I've found a way to actually do something for the war effort. And what do you call knitting socks for the troops? Rolling bandages. Doesn't that mean anything?" "Of course it does, but I mean something else, something more." Alice's eyes narrowed, but she let it rest as the omnibus slowed to a halt and more passengers squeezed beside the sisters. Any further conversation would soon be drowned out by the cacophony of Broadway. The avenue throbbed with life, like an artery coursing down the island of Manhattan. 10 days into the war, recruiting offices for the Union Army had already cropped up along the avenue, their entrances clogged with eager young men. Between Canal Street and Houston, the street teemed with gentlemen in spats and ladies in silks, their musk colognes and lavender perfumes cloying on the warm breeze. The white marble facade of St. Nicholas Hotel between Broome and Spring Streets dominated the west side of Broadway. In front of the marble palace facing Canal Street, porters in their brass-buttoned blue uniforms opened carriage doors and escorted their elite customers inside, where they would no doubt spend staggering sums on the latest Parisian fashions. But Charlotte and Alice did not get off at any of these places, at least not today. For just a few blocks south of the Marble House, and just a few blocks east of the German-Jewish second-hand clothing shops on Lower Broadway, the steady pulse of polished society gave way to the erratic beat of Five Points, the world's most notorious slum. Alice squeezed her sister's hand so tightly Charlotte couldn't tell if it was motivated by anxiety or anger for bringing her here. If Broadway was Manhattan's artery, Five Points was its abscess, swollen with people, infected with pestilence, inflamed with vice and crime. Groggeries, brothels, and dance halls put private sin on public display. Although the neighborhood seemed fairly self-contained, more fortunate New Yorkers were terrified of Five Points erupting, spreading its contagion to the rest of them. This was where the Waverly sisters got off. Competing emotions of fear and excitement tugged at Charlotte's heart as she hoisted the skirt of her amber-colored day dress above her ankles and began heading toward Worth Street. "Come on, Alice," she whispered, cocking her head at her dumbstruck sister. A foul-smelling breeze teased strands of hair from their coifs, crept into their noses, and coated their throats. Charlotte had forgotten how the smell of poverty would stick to her skin.